This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, your dial set correctly to USA Prepares, hour number two. Class, you ever dial the telephone and find out that the call doesn't go through? You ever do that? Well, it's designed that way, and I'll tell you why. What happens when a telephone network is designed? It's designed for a certain percentage of blockage. So what they say is, yeah, we can build a network that will handle 100% of the calls, including Christmas and Easter and, you know, Mother's Day, and people just pick up the phone and they're on the phone. The call volume is really high during those days. So we can build a phone network that can handle all that, except it'll cost 20 times as much. So how about if we build a phone network that will handle 95% of the volume? I mean, 95% of the time it'll handle all the volume, but 5% it just can't handle. So that is 5% blockage. It's designed that way. When we built our house, I designed our gutter system for the rainwater, so it would, 95% of the time, it works great. Right now, we have a massive storm that rolled in, massive lightning, thunder, and the gutters are overflowing. So that's a 5% that, I designed the gutter system to work most of the time, but they would have to be huge, unsightly gutters and very expensive to handle this kind of rain. And these anomalies are becoming more and more prevalent. I just wanted to mention that that's how the phone system was designed, in the United States and elsewhere around the world. And pretty much everything is designed that way. Like even roads, they're designed to work really well most of the time. But then sometimes you have an accident and there's blockage or backups, okay? And it's getting more and more common. So things are not working. Things are breaking. And I just want to share that design philosophy with you, 5% blockage. Gwyneth, you were talking, about Tim Flannery and what you learned about lead. That's tetraethyl lead, class. And the reason it was used in gasoline, they didn't say, we've got so much lead, what are we going to do with it? What they did was they had a problem as the compression ratios increased to make more and more horsepower, more torque out of these gasoline engines. They started to ping or pre-detonate. It's called knocking. It's called pinging. It's called pre-detonation. It sounds like maybe a can of marbles when you're under acceleration. That's because the gasoline couldn't handle the... there's a little bit of carbon in all these engines, and the carbon kind of glows red inside the combustion chamber. So when the piston comes up, that little bit of carbon will pre-detonate the gasoline air mixture. And that's called ping, knock, pre-detonation. Well, in order to prevent some of that, tetraethyl lead was added to the fuel. Why? Because tetraethyl lead was cheap. And what it also did had two benefits. The other benefit was it acted as a lubricant for the valve seats. So there are these valves that let air in and fuel in and exhaust out, and they get hot. And they can tend to warp, and they would burn. So by adding tetraethyl lead, the valves would be lubricated at the valve seat, valve face interface, and it would slightly cool the valves, just slightly, and it worked great. Well, when they took the lead out of gasoline, the valves started burning, and engines were destroyed by lack of tetraethyl lead. So they had to figure out a way to solve that problem, and that was by hardening the valves so that they wouldn't burn, and that's the kind of valving that we have today. So what happens is one thing gets changed, unintended consequences. Take the lead out, and now we destroy the engines. Okay? That's what Gwyneth was talking about by unintended consequences. And the unintended consequences by taking 5% more gasoline out of the fuel to lower the price, the engines are going to be destroyed. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've been doing here on the farm, which is something that is a skill set that I've had, you know, for decades to be working on, because I've seen this coming for decades, and I've seen that the whole automobile thing has been going away for decades, and so I made it my business to learn all that I could about handling horses. And I liked horses anyway, so I learned how to ride. And I learned how to ride when I was about 15, and now I'm 47. And that's how long I've been thinking about this topic. And I turned to my mum one day when I was 15, and I said, when I'm an adult, I'm not going to have a motor car. I'm going to live on a farm, and I'm going to have a horse. And that's how I'm going to get around, Mum. And her response to me was, you're dreaming. But here I am all these years later, and I live on a farm and I have a horse. And at the moment, I'm breaking her in to being used as a pack horse. But I've also learned how to drive with horses or a horse. So in other words, I've learned how to put a horse into harness and hook it up to a gig or a buggy and drive it. And I know how to do that. And, you know, and I've never taught a horse how to do that yet, but I've learned how to teach a horse how to do that. And maybe one day I will have the opportunity to teach a horse how to be driven. But thus far, every harness horse that I've had has been already broken into harness, and most of them have been retired harness races. But this is it. I've been doing this because I have seen that the world is falling apart, and that our technology is going away, and that we are going to have to go back to the technology from a previous era, or we're going to have to do without. And that's exactly how it is. But I'm looking at my horse, and we live on very poor farmland, and I'm looking at my hay bale, and I'm thinking, gosh, that's still made using fossil fuels. So the next stage in the project is to learn how to grow feed for the horse. And, you know, that's going to be really interesting. And I'll keep you all posted on how that goes. But, you know, it's absolutely mind-blowing. It's the whole system. It's falling apart, and we're frantically flailing about. I wouldn't say we're failing. I'd say that we've got a modicum of success, you know, although it's really hard. But we're really pulling out all the stops to make some sort of alternative system to provide all the things that we need. It's as if we're trying to build the lifeboat as on the deck of the Titanic, as the Titanic is sinking, and we're getting to the point with the Titanic sinking now where it's beginning to really display quite a bit of tilt. And we know that pretty soon it's going to slip into the water and break in two. And, you know, it's really quite, it's quite mind blowing to realize how close to the end we really are. and that at any time it could, literally within weeks, literally within days, weeks or months, we could be facing the point where the whole thing is just not functioning anymore. And it's, you know, unless we all begin to get a clue and really knuckle down now and build those alternative systems to meet our needs, then we're all toast. All of us are toast. And as it is, our societies are toast, and there's nothing that we can do about it. They are finished. They're gone, you know. And most of the people are walking around in a mental fog, in a dazed state of mind, and in some sort of alternative reality where none of this exists, and yet it's sort of like it's. I remember somebody had a nightmare once or a dream once, and they actually wrote this down, where they saw, you know, everybody happy, and they were all sort of laughing and having a good time at a party, and yet there was a tsunami coming, and there was or a cyclone or some sort of major catastrophic event that was going to destroy them all, and they were doing their very best to ignore it. I think that that is what is going on in the mind of 99.9% of the people out there, that deep in their heart of hearts, they know that there's a catastrophe which is imminent, and that they really ought to be preparing for it. But they're too busy having fun in the ballroom of the Titanic. And they don't have any, they don't want to know that within a matter of minutes that that ballroom is going to be at the bottom of the ocean. This is what we're facing. So at the moment, one of the projects I'm working on, I mentioned that I was carting manure. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm training my horse, Lily, to be a pack horse so that she can help to cart the manure for me. And, you know, you'd think, well, it's not a hard task to train a pack horse. Really? I'll tell you what. To get a horse so that it doesn't panic, and especially a horse that is inclined to be quick on the accelerator. And Lily is a horse, I know her very, very well. She is a horse who is inclined to be quick on the accelerator. And with a pack horse, you need for the horse to not be quick on the accelerator. You need for them to be very calm. You need for them to not panic if there's a sudden movement in their load. And that's what I'm teaching her. And she's learning it, and she's doing really well. She's doing great. But, you know, this is it. And it's my first time of training a horse to be a pack horse as well. So we are learning this project together. And I get the saddle, I take it down to a paddock, I load her up, and I take her up to the place where I need to take the manure, and then I unload her. And then I put the bag back on her and take it.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, if you'd like to find her books on Amazon, you can type in Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H-I-S-A-A-C-S. And you can search for her books. They're on they're novels about piracy. And I'm sure she would appreciate it if you consider looking at them. And by the way, I heard Stephen Hewer, Synergistic Nutrition, he's a USA Prepares instructor. I heard his commercial for the first time today. I didn't know he was advertising on Genesis Communications Network. And he used the same word that I use, we use here at USA Prepares. Instead of get it, you know, he said consider. I think that's wonderful. Thank you, Stephen, for supporting Genesis Communications Network. And he's been on the air, and we'll see if we'll can get him back on talk about nutrition. He's quite outstanding. Gwen, if you listen to radio, you read the internet, you view internet videos, has anyone connected the dots about increasing the percentage of alcohol in fuel in America? Has anyone connected the dots the way we have right here, right now?
No, but you're absolutely right. Alcohol, that means ethanol, is called hydrophilic, which means it attracts water. Okay, so that means that even if you have, for instance, a bottle of vodka or a bottle of gin and you leave the lid off it, it will become more dilute because it will attract condensation from the air and it will mix with the liquor and it will become weaker. as in less concentrated, maybe by just, you know, a fraction of a percent. But this is a property that alcohol has. And when it's in fuel, it does exactly the same thing. And, you know, what is he thinking? You know, it's worse than idiocracy. It really is. And what a, you know, why is there not, I think I know, because we've all been psychologically manipulated, okay? So I'm answering my own question here. Why is he not hauled out under the 25th Amendment and replaced? But like I said, I think that we all know the answer for that, and that it is that the whole nation, the very spirit of the nation has been psychologically manipulated, and this is the end for America unless something really, really drastic happens for there to be a massive spiritual revival and awakening. And after, you know, the thing is that a lot of people don't want to recognize is that after this type of reckoning, that after this type of revival, that there would have to be a massive house cleaning. And I don't think that anyone wants to face the magnitude of house cleaning that would be necessary just to get the country back on its feet, just to deal with the fact. I mean, there's people who are trying to do it, but they're only having limited success. And, you know, for instance, the government, governor of Texas has announced that, you know, that all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy will be banned. Well, that's great, but it's not good enough. Because what about those babies who are less than 6 weeks old in the womb? They are still... they're still subject to genocide, and that's all of us, you know. It's absolutely mind-blowing, and nobody wants to face up to the magnitude of what would be required to get this country, and my country as well. My country's worse off than your country, Vincent, because in your country you still have a Second Amendment. But in Australia, we don't have a Second Amendment here. And from what I can gather, when our constitution was written, that there was considered to be no need for any clause in to protect the right to bear arms. It was not considered necessary because firearms were ubiquitous and were regarded like garden tools, basically, when Australia began.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bus from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning, transporting dozens of illegal immigrants as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's new plan to counter federal immigration policies. The bus came from the Del Rio sector in Texas. In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After a gunman terrorized subway riders in New York City Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams held a press conference from his COVID quarantine location.
We have not found any live explosive devices. But the suspect in today's attack detonated smoke bombs to cause havoc. We will not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized, even by a single individual. NYPD is searching for the suspect at large, and we will find him. But we ask the public to come forward with any information that may help us in this investigation. They can simply call 800-577-TIPS. 800-577-TIPS.
Person of interest, Frank James, is now being considered the main suspect by authorities. A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that they... Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021 that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume of the adverse events that they were receiving.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
What?
Keep
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Gwyneth, you mentioned that... Australia does not have the Second Amendment. I guess the Queen doesn't want y'all to have rifles, pistols, shotguns, and revolvers. However, if you do some research, you'll find out that Harry, William, Charles, they go hunting. Now, what do they use when they go hunting? They use tools that go bang. And it hasn't been disclosed, as far as I can tell, how involved the Queen herself has been in hunting. But that family uses what's commonly referred to as guns. So they can have them, but they don't want you to have them. Sounds like the more people find out about this, the more furious they're going to be. That's one comment. Second comment is people... You know, call me and they say, hey, how's it going, Vinny? And I say, what do you mean? Everything's broken. Or if I touch it, it breaks. And that's something that you were talking about. Everything is broken. I wanted to buy some powdered milk. I can't get it. I wanted to buy some detergent. Unavailable. I wanted to buy dog food when it was on sale. It was on sale, but they didn't have any. I wanted to get a number of supplies that are necessary for the farm. It's harder to get. Everything's broken or breaking. And if you ask, so when do you all think you're going to get it? I don't know. Really? You have no idea? Nope, we don't know. We ordered it, but we don't know. We don't know if it's coming or when it's coming or what the price will be. And I'm talking about things that farmers use, like penicillin. If you have a cow that has a blackleg, and the last-ditch attempt to save that cow's life is penicillin, and you can't get it, what are you going to do? I mean, literally, I mentioned that the veterinarians want to get it from us. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that we had more, I don't know, more information? We were more on top of what was happening than they are? Wow. I guess it's because we read and research and we connect the dots. Like this thing with corn and fertilizer and alcohol. You can guarantee that the price of food is going to go up even more. And as Kathy reported to me, Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor, that there's 6,000 items that Walmart is going to be raising prices on. And we told you that food stores, supermarkets are raising their prices as many as 4 times a day. So the answer, what do? It's really simple. Buy a farm, and your world will become your farm. My world is our farm. Our family farm here in Missouri. Gwyneth's world is Gwyneth's farm. Rich, the same thing. Forget about cruises. Forget about vacationing at the mouse. Forget about flying in airplanes. Put whatever money reserves that you have into protecting your lives and your families. Your life will be, I predict your life will be sitting around the kitchen table having a nice meal with the family. And you're not going to be using cell phones. You're going to say, they've distracted us so long. We've wasted so much time. We have accomplished nothing with them. We need to actually get to preparing and surviving for ourselves. That's what we need to do. We need to forget about having people wake us up in the middle of the night because they feel like texting us or calling us. That's nonsense. It's an invasion of privacy. It violates protocol. It violates good manners. Just because someone else is bored doesn't mean they've got to take you down with them. Buy a farm. You need to do it really soon. And the price of farmland, I can't believe it. We could have built that little village that I was talking about for $1,200 an acre. Could have had a couple acres. For $2,500. Not anymore. Not anymore. Land around here is increased a little bit in price to $10,000 an acre. Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. So, Gwyneth, we're at the point where we're not going to be able to help people. We just flat out won't be able to do it because we won't be able, even if we were infinitely wealthy, we wouldn't be able to get all the supplies that are necessary. That's where we are today. Any comments?
Yeah, that's true. And the block of land, 20 acres of land next door to me, sold recently. And, you know, the new people have been across. They looked at the land. And, you know, their family members came across and had a look at the land. And they're good people. They're Christian people. I was praying to God for the right people to buy that land. But I sent a message to them. And, you know, through the other family members. And the message was, So you need to ignore what the municipality says, okay? You just need to do your thing on the land and just don't tell anyone anything about what you're doing on the land. That's what you need to do. And you certainly don't tell the municipality what you're doing on your land. And this is it. I said, because around here, the municipality is absolutely horrible. But both here and in Bendigo, they have been legally challenged on the basis that they have for telling people what they can do with their land. And they have lost. They have lost. They have no legal justification to tell you what you can do or cannot do with your land. And if they claim to have that right to tell you what you can and can't do with your land, you need to point out that they are a corporation and that you do not consent to contract with them in this or any other matter. And you need to stop paying your property taxes. Everybody needs to stop paying their property taxes because all of them, these municipalities are all in fraud. And they think that when this all goes down, that they are going to be able to get everybody off of their farmland on the courthouse steps. And we need to all dig in our heels now and say, no, that's not going to happen. You are not going to do that because we have absolute freehold or allodial title, depending on your circumstances. Freehold, fee simple title is absolute. That means there is no higher title than that. And nobody is allowed to, if you have 100% freehold title on your land, nobody is entitled to come along and say to you, well, actually, that land belongs to us now. That is anathema, is the word that is used in the legal literature. That means it is abhorrent for anybody even to suggest such a thing. And it helps if you can back that up with, it helps if you've got the Second Amendment behind you, but even if you haven't, even if you just have to rely on pieces of paper to defend yourself, the legal precedents are there, and they are exceptionally strong. Freehold title is absolute, and property taxes are anathema. That is how the law actually stands on property taxes, because it's extortion to say that you pay us a certain amount of money or we are going to rob you of your farm. That's basically what property taxes are, and that is anathema because freehold title is absolute. That means it cannot be overturned. And, the strongest legal precedent of all is in the Holy Bible. King Ahab wanted a particular vineyard. And there was a particular vineyard, and it was owned by somebody called Nabal or Nabal. And King Ahab, who was the king of Israel, wanted it for a herb garden. And so he went to Nabal and said, sell me your farm. I want it for a herb garden. And Nabal said, no, why should I? It's my inheritance. It's been my father's and my father's father's before me. You're not having my farm. And so Jezebel, who is Ahab's wife, arranged for Nabal to be killed. And, after Nabal was killed, King Ahab went to go and take possession of his farm, but he was met at the gates of Nabal's farm by the prophet Elijah. He said, I know why you're here. I know why you're here. You killed a man for his farm. And because you did that, you're going to die. And and your wife's going to die because she was a party to that as well. That was how seriously this was regarded in the Bible, you know, and that is the ultimate precedent for freehold, fee simple, and allodial title. When you have absolute title on a piece of land, that means absolute. That means cannot be overturned. You know, now if you take out a mortgage on that land, that's another story. But you probably shouldn't. I'm not here to give financial advice. You know, I don't know your circumstances as a class member, but you probably should not, take out a mortgage on your farm for any reason. Though. That puts you in a very, very precarious position with regards to actually keeping your farm. But we all need to stop paying taxes, especially property taxes, to this corrupt administration, because, this is what would our founding fathers think when they had the whole War of Independence was over a 0.25% tax that the, that the king wanted to charge on tea. And, you know, that led to the Boston Tea Party, which ultimately led to the American War of Independence. You know, but, and it also led to Americans becoming coffee drinkers rather than tea drinkers, incidentally. But, this was it. They'd be turning in their graves if they saw of how we have been enslaved. That was never their intention. And I think that it is getting to the point where we are going to have to think really seriously about if we want to really be slaves or if we want to make a better future for ourselves by the will and the power of the Holy Spirit.
We'll be right back. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, don't take this as racist. This is fact. Many decades ago, my dad said to me, Vinny, in your lifetime, a black man will be elected president. After that, that will be the end of our country. I'm paraphrasing. Now, he didn't blame it on a black man. He just said a black man would be elected president. Now, back in the 70s, nobody thought that a black man would be elected president. It never happened before. It wasn't that people were racist. They just said they just didn't think it would happen. Just like a woman wouldn't be elected president or selected president. But he said that, and here we are. Now, where did he get that insight? I don't know. He had a friend who was an army general. Maybe he got it from him. I don't know. And he wasn't saying it as a racist thing. He just said, event number one, a black man will be elected president. After that, the country will fall apart. That will be the mile marker. Not necessarily the cause, but the mile marker. He didn't live to see it, but I think he's absolutely right. I have in my hands piece of paper, and it's from, it says USDA. Dear survey respondent, according to our records, you have not completed National Agricultural Classification Survey. We have not received your completed National Agricultural Classification Survey questionnaire. Your response to the survey is important, even if you are not actively engaged in any type of agricultural activity. Your response to this survey is required by law. NASS safeguards the privacy of all respondents. Your responses will be kept confidential as required by federal law. If we do not receive your completed questionnaire, a NASS representative will follow up with you by phone to help collect your survey response. If you have questions, call us. And that is from Hubert Hammer, Administrator, National Agricultural Statistics Service. And on the bottom it says, Census of Agriculture. And what do they want to know? Well, over the past 12 months, did you raise or sell any livestock, including cattle, hogs, sheep, goats, equine, poultry, bees, aquaculture, etc.? Do you operate cropland, pasture land, or other land with agricultural activity? Do you have any land with potential for agricultural activity? Do you receive any federal or state or agricultural payments, including farm program, federal farm program, CRP, WRP, FWP, and CREP? Then they want to know, you know, a little bit more detail. How many acres were used? How many acres are used? Owned. How many acres are owned? How many acres are rented, leased from others, or used rent-free? Did you have any land that was leased to others? Total acres operated. Of the total acres, how many acres are in permanent pasture, woodland, pastured, or rangeland? Of the total acres, how many are considered cropland? Cropland includes land in hay, summer fallow, idle cropland, cropland used for pasture, and cropland in government programs. Any fruit, berries, nut crops, any vegetable or melon crops. This thing goes on and on. How many cows, how many calves, regardless of ownership, milk cows, dry cows, hogs, pigs in the operation, all sheep, lambs, and that are owned by the operation, regardless of location, all goats and kids, regardless of ownership. I wonder if they mean children, or did they mean small goats? I think they mean small goats. But most people call their children small goats. They want to know how many horses, ponies, mules, donkeys, burros, regardless of ownership. This goes on and on and on. And they want to know, please code, which best describes the total gross value of sales this year. None. $1 to $999, $1,000 to $2,499, $2,500 to $4,999, goes on all the way up to $1 million and over. I wonder why I have that in my hands. Anyway, so they want to know the sex of the people who are involved in decisions. You know, up to four people, person one, two, three, and four. What's the full name? The sex. What's the person's age? It goes on and on. I wonder why they want to know these things. And they say, oh, this is... They want to know how many are white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, other Pacific Islander. That's what your U.S. duh wants to know from farmers. Huh. I wonder what that's all about. Do you think maybe... they want to take over your farm? Do you think maybe they want to know if we're going to survive the great famine that's headed our way? That's for you to decide. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.